Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. We have found out that we can do something together. We can praise Him together. We can pray together because we're praying to the same God. We're praising the same God. Amen. God Jehovah, the one who held the sun into space and called the light day and the darkness night, did it so explicitly that if the earth would move about 2,000 feet from the sun, we'd get cool. Move about a few thousand feet closer, we'd get warm. He knows what He's doing. Amen. He made everybody. Amen. He didn't make any mistakes. No need of people calling God senile that He didn't know what He was doing. No. He created Jenner just like He wanted to create him. And He made His decision to become Caitlin. But God knew what He was doing. And He's God all by Himself, and He doesn't need anybody else. So we praise Him for who He is this morning and every morning. God bless all of you. Let's go to God in a simple prayer. I don't try to make it fancy. Just anything that the Holy Ghost leads is what I want to say. And Heavenly Father, I pray that You look on Your people worldwide, everywhere on this prayer line. They got up for You, Lord, to give You glory and to give You praise. I pray that You forgive all sin, sin of omission, sin of commission. Amen. And that You bless the people in an awful way. I'm asking You, Lord, to make a way out of nowhere, where it looks like no way can be made. For people who have gotten their mortgages in a situation where it looks like they're going to lose their house, make a way out of no way. People who look like they're going to lose their cars, Lord, make a way out of no way. You are God. You can do things that no man can do. And God, You said You would supply their every need. Some folks got their back against the wall, overloaded themselves with bills, and you need Your help, God. They're so high they can't even see over them. But You can fix it and bring them out and make them debt free. I'm asking You to do it. I loose upon them, Lord, being debt free. I loose upon them being well rather than sick. I loose upon them being prosperous rather than having lack. In the name of Jesus. Loose movements upon the people. And ask the Holy Ghost to bless them in a phenomenal way. And God, thank You for what You've done, for what You're doing. And thank You, Lord, for how You brought us out. In the name of Jesus. Now, let this be a proper day, an awesome day, where You show up and show out. We surrender to You, Lord. And look on those persons, Lord, who have their back against the wall. And I know God make a way for them in the name of Jesus. Those who are sick, raise them up. Those in prison, open up some more prison doors. You spoke it to them, Lord, some time ago, and You said the doors will come open, and you pardoned 6,000 of them and let them come out. Oh, I'm asking You to do some phenomenal things on the prayer line. There's some people who are loving people who have loved ones who are still incarcerated. I'm going to ask You to open up some prison doors here on the prayer line. I heard You say 7 that You're going to fix it for them. Amen. 7 You're going to fix it for them. And thank You, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. I want to thank You for honoring my words. I don't claim to be anything except something of somebody that You're making and who's in You. And thank You for looking beyond my faults and seeing my needs, making a way for me, God. Thank You for bringing joy into my life and peace in my life. Oh, God, bless Your people. Here today, every person who's a participant who honors You, God honor them and powerfully make a way for them. And thank You for what You're going to do and for what You're doing right now, what You've done in the past. We just appreciate it. Bless, 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 bless. Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless all of you on this prayer line, and good morning to y'all.
Good morning.
There you go. Good morning to y'all. Good morning to you. Amen. God bless you. And I know you're going to speak to the Lord, because he woke you up this morning and been there all night long for you. Surely you got a good morning to him. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning
to you, Lord. We bless your holy name.
Oh,
thank you for everything you've done. Oh, my God. And here's something that he looks forward to. I'm telling you, God looks forward to people who have been coming together on this prayer line, praising him early in the morning. Early when I rise, when I praise you, Lord. And so why don't we do a praise check here? And don't just praise him for 5 seconds. I mean, can't you praise him a little longer than that? Amen. Let's praise him. Can't you give him at least a minute or two of your valuable, valuable, valuable time? Amen. Come on, let's praise the Lord here in the name of Jesus. Praise check, everybody. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. pray for me. Amen. Somebody sit down and get up. Another one, get up. This popcorn testimony. And they will keep the saints praising God. Amen. Somebody's right by the phone just moving around. Amen. But it's not going to stop us from giving our praise reports. Amen. Amen. Thank God for you. I want to see if we got somebody who has a praise report. Start it off and then get some more praise reports, if you will. Amen. You're still moving around. Just mute your line, my friend. Mute your line. Amen. Star 6 for me. And that'll be good. You can just run around the room now. You can just jump up and down and shout now. Amen. Then you can get a paper bag and blow it up and pop it if you want to. Whatever you want to do. God bless you. Just Star 6. Amen. All right. Anybody got a praise report out there? Did God do anything for you? If so, give it and then open the line up for others to get that praise report. Don't just get yours first, okay? Who's got the praise report? Who's got something that he did for you? And you want to tell it, amen, the goodness of Jesus. When I think of his goodness, all he's done for me, I got to cry out and give him the praise. All right, the line is open to you. Who's the first one? Thank you, Jesus. All right, thanks to God.
Good morning. Giving honor to God, to Dr. Johnson, and to everyone that is on the line. This is Ambassador-elect Mother Digby. I thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness to me. I thank him for life, health, and strength. And I thank the Lord for how on yesterday my pastor, Pastor Harold Jameau, went up for a surgery for a triple bypass and how God blessed and the surgery was a success. And I just thank and praise the Lord for his goodness.
Praise the Lord.
And he's worthy to be praised.
Mm. Beautiful. Thank you. Go ahead and open it up, Mother Digby.
Good morning. The line is open to each and every one to pray, give your praise report right now. The Lord is good, and he's worthy to be praised. We're waiting to hear from you.
Well, who's next? Come on, saints. Don't lag on the Lord. Come on, open it up and
Amen.
Give your praise report.
Amen. This is Elect Mother Wilson.
God bless you.
Waking me up this morning. I thank him for giving me strength to walk about. And I thank him for helping me on yesterday to take care of some things I need to take care of in the house. And I'm just looking for the Lord to continue to do because I know what he have done and what he will do. And I'm just looking forward to the blessings of the Lord and more miracles in my life. God bless
you. Thank God.
Let me say this, Mother Digby. If Mother Woods is on the line, can stand by because we're going to have you do some loosing and some binding and some loosing, if you would. Go ahead, Mother Digby.
The line is still open for another praise report. Somebody's trying to come in.
God bless you, Mother Digby, and the Chief Ambassador, and the saints of God. I just praise God once again for this beautiful day that he has made just for me. I'm being selfish right now. I thank him that he's already ordered my steps, and I know I come on with excitement because you all know I get started real early in the morning, and I just praise God for a praise in my belly. I just thank God for the first fruit prayer line, along with all the saints of God all over the world. I tell you, on Saturday, we had a prayer breakfast with our bishop. He anointed everybody in the house. Oh, and it was such a blessing. There was such a refreshing. There was such an anointing that fell. I cried and cried ever since Saturday. And then when I got on the first fruit prayer line, God just keep reminding me, stay connected to the vine. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And then I begin to think, saints, whenever you feel like you're about to get worn out and everything's about, and I don't mean to sound like I'm preaching, but it's just in my belly. Glory to God. And I won't do it, Chief. Glory, glory, glory. But I just want to tell you what you saints do for me on the line. That's why I have this built up in me. I begin to think about ego when it goes through the molting process and when everything seems like he needs to just pluck up all those feathers. And then they say the older birds have this thing, what they call a scream, that they scream, and you just research and study about the whole process there. And then when angels, when they vow, the vow to just wear out. And I tell you, first fruit, you have that built up power in you that every time I feel like I'm about to get worn out, there's a scream the chief does on the line every morning. Tell everybody to open up your mouth and give God a praise. And I feel my feathers, I feel my wings begin to flap a little bit more. And I just want to tell you all I love you. And chief, I want to tell you I love you too. And I want to tell you all thanks. Every time you keep saying thank you, oh God, thank you. I'm not looking at the circumstances this morning. Thank you, all is well. Thank you. I thank him for my peace this morning. I thank him for my joy this morning. Glory, glory. I'm one of those ones that he called out with a radical praise. I'm one of those ones that know how to be educated when I need to be. But something on the inside of me called the Holy Ghost won't let it be still. So my praise report this morning is I thank God for first fruit. I thank God for what he's doing in the atmosphere in first fruit. I thank God for the shifting in this moment, for the binding and the loosing. And God bless all of you. Possess the land. Glory to God. Decree and declare. He put it in your belly. He put it in your spirit. He's been putting it in your mind. He's been pronouncing it. And chief, I got it and I received it. In the name of Jesus. God bless you. Oh, my God. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Go ahead, Mother Digby. God bless you.
God bless you. The line is open. The line, what a beautiful report. The line is still open.
This is Sister Lucille.
God bless you, Sister Lucille. Go right ahead.
I want to first give honor to God, all the saints on this prayer line. I truly thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. All I want to say this morning is just thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
The Lord for this prayer line. I thank the Lord for the blog line, because this is where I get my strength from the Lord. And I just thank the Lord for all you saints. And I'm asking you to continue to keep me in your prayers. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning.
This is Texas, and I just want to thank everybody for the prayer line, and God's still working on me. He's opening doors for me. And again, I just want to thank everybody on the prayer line. I just love to hear everybody's praise report. It lifts me up in the mornings. Love you all. God bless you all.
God bless you. It lifts us up. We thank the Lord for this prayer line, too. The line is still open. The line is open.
You know, Mother, I want to thank God for such growth on the prayer line. I see it everywhere. I mean, you have to be sitting there with your eyes closed not to see the growth on this prayer line. So many people are growing. I see growth in Sister Lucille there.
Amen.
My God, that's growth in Jesus' name. Amen. You have to be able to look back and see how she was and how she is now. My God, I see growth in Sister Charlotte Gray. My God, there was a time she couldn't even speak. Amen. And now she's opening up for the Lord, and voice is there. Amen. I see growth in Ambassador Stern. When she came to us, she was really great and off the chain then. But now she has grown so much. She's off the chain. I tell you, so much growth. I see a growth in Ambassador Pfeiffer. Amen. She was always great. But now God has really, really launched her. And she's really growing. I see growth in Ambassador Lady Bay. I see growth in her. She used to wouldn't hardly say anything, but now she's saying so many things that every time she speaks, there's something tremendous and constructive. People get a real charge out of what she speaks. And I see growth in all kinds of people. I see growth in Ambassador Hodges. Amen. She's grown so, so much. And I see growth in Ambassador Hagen. And she's the one who introduces the line. But, oh, my God, so much growth there. So much growth. Ambassador Elect Vodafone growth. A lot of growth. Just everywhere you look, people are growing in the Lord spiritually. It's such a wonderful one. Look at Ambassador Hendricks. Ambassador Elect Hendricks. She's grown so much. Oh, my God. She's on the bloodline and just leading people all over the world to thank God 1,000 times. It's just so much growth as you look around. We give God all this glory because God has done it. God is and Master Stitz was always great, but now she's just off the change. Amen. That's the lady who you just heard a few minutes ago with all that powerful praise going on. Amen. She used to be good, but she's great, 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 getting better and better. Just so much growth everywhere you look. God is growing people on this prayer line. It is of God. Amen. And you see the growth in the numbers, too. Look at how we started with 3 people. And thanks be unto God, now we have over 100 million listeners, from 3 to 100 million. Those are the stats that come from the blog and come from the prayer line. They're not from us. We're just the bona fide stats. And surely you can see the growth. And even when we, Ambassador Elect Darden, amen, I've been looking for him to be more on the line. And Sister Darden, amen, they've grown a whole lot. And I can just keep on that. Mother Willie Johnson, that woman can pray until you just cry, amen, just so much growth. You, Ambassador Elect Mother Digby, look at you. You've grown so, Mother. It's amazing. Look around. I could keep on naming. Maybe I'll name some more tomorrow. Tomorrow. Don't think I'm leaving you out because this is just halfway through. But so much growth on this prayer line. And I want to thank you. That's my praise report. God is growing people for his glory and for his praise. Amen. They're doing more for him. And look at, we checked this out. I let you all into discovering how many praises have been set up in the last 8 years. And I did it not to glorify the prayer line, but that you might realize that there's power in praising God, tremendous power in praising God. We discovered, and it builds your faith too, and it builds you up to another level. We discovered through the Lord leading me, having to figure that out, that we are giving God in 1 year's time over 1 trillion praises. I didn't say 1,000. I didn't say 100,000. I didn't say 1 million. I didn't say 1 billion praises. But above all, 1 billion and 1 million is 1 trillion. We've given God in 1 year's time over 1,095,000,000,000 praises. That's what it adds up to. And over the 8 years we've been on here, we've given God over 8 trillion praises. Why is that important? Because the devil doesn't want you to realize that, because he knows there's power in realizing that you, what you're doing for the glory of God. He doesn't want you to know that. And God wanted me to get that to you, because when you know you're doing a good work for the Lord, you will do even better if you get any encouragement. That encourages me to know that God is giving you so much praise. Who would not want him to get more praise? I tell you who it is, the devil. Who would not want you to know what God is using you to do? the devil, because he's afraid if you find out how many praises are going up, you might do more. It's already doing damage to his kingdom. And it will do more damage the more we give him praise, because he inhabits the praises of his people. Look in Psalms 22, I believe around the third verse. Amen. So he didn't want God to get all this praise. He's scared. That's why he was trying to do it in heaven. He was trying to stop the praise. He was jealous of God. And he was arrogant. I mean, anytime you find people arrogant, they have to be careful, because they're on the verge of being possessed by demons. That's where demonic power even thrives and comes from, arrogancy. Amen. Check it out. That's what the enemy was in heaven. Check it out. And I'm getting ready to drop a bomb on y'all right now, a spiritual bomb, because the Holy Ghost showed this to me. In heaven, what did the enemy use to really convince one-third of the heavenly host? The enemy used witchcraft in heaven. If you don't believe it, check it out. His theory, the way he did it, read the 12th chapter of Revelations, of how he was trying to stop everything in heaven. And if you don't believe that that is a constructive analogy right there, then tell me why the enemy was able to convince one-third of the heavenly host to stop worshiping God, and they all got kicked out of heaven. Look at the historicity of where he came from. The reason why it was possible is because there was witchcraft in the church up in heaven. And let me tell you something. What is witchcraft? If you know what it is, witchcraft is the enemy trying to control the minds of the people. Yeah. He uses that Matthew, what is that, 33, somewhere around that 30. With loving kindness have I drawn thee. Drawn means have I pulled you closer. What did he do up there? Pull them closer. I guarantee you it was through loving kindness and drew their minds in and was able to convince them not to praise God. Listen, if you're praising God, keep on praising him on another level, because it will get you blessings like you never seen in 2016. God bless you. That's my prayer for you. Keep on praising God. We're sending up over, in the last 8 years, over 8 trillion, not billion, but trillion praises. And the only person who doesn't want you to realize it is Satan, because there's power in knowledge. Yeah. Wisdom bring forth the power. The power of God, knowing what God is doing through your praise. God bless you. All right, Mother Digby, get one more. Let's move on.
All right. The line is still open. Will that be another one? This is Sister Brenda from Power 801. I thank God for another day that wasn't promised to me. And I just thank him enough. He done did so much for me. And I tell you, I'm just glad to be in the land of the living this morning. Hallelujah. I just thank God. I can't thank him. I thank him for how he helped bless my family, and even the family that lives in Texas and everywhere. Hallelujah, how he blessed. Hallelujah. He just keep on blessing me. Hallelujah. Sometimes when I be wanting something, and I can just think on it, hallelujah, and the next minute, he be done bless me with it. I said, Lord, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. Hallelujah. Sometimes I have a bill that I have to pay and don't know how I'm going to pay it. Hallelujah. I sang this little song. It says, whatever you're going through, he'll make the way. He'll fix it. I sang that song. You know, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I praise you, Lord. It says, thank you, Jesus. It's oh, God.
morning. But hallelujah, if I don't sing it this morning, I'm going to try to sing it in the morning. Hallelujah. It says, no matter what you're going through, just lift your hands to God and say, hallelujah anyhow. Hallelujah anyhow. Never let your last get you down. When life problems come your way, lift your hands to God and say, hallelujah anyhow. Hallelujah anyhow. Never let life problem get you down. When life problem come your way, lift your hands to God and say, hallelujah, anyhow. Because if God don't fix it, it won't be fixed. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Sister Linda?
Huh?
Linda, I want Mother Johnson to hear that. I want you to sing that one more time. Hallelujah, anyhow. Go ahead.
Hallelujah, anyhow. Never let life problem get you down. When life problem come your way, lift your head to God and say,
come my way, I give my hands to God. I say, hallelujah, anyhow.
Yes, ma'am.
Glory about the Lord. Well, I'll give you back to the sermon, Lord.
Yes, ma'am.
I tell you, you brought a smile to her face, Sister Linda.
Oh, dear. Thanks.
She's just smiling. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Don't let life's problems get you down. Thank you so much, and thank you, Mother Digby, for this time. My God. I know some of y'all can see the growth in Sister Linda Farshi from Utah. Surely y'all can see that. Great growth. Amen. Yeah. Wonderful. God bless you. My God, have mercy. God is growing the people on this prayer line. Surely y'all can see that.
Amen.
And let's get some prayer requests and have some prayers. Amen. Who has a prayer request? And don't be selfish with it. Ask others for their prayer requests. Let's get some people who will pray for others. This is a prayer line as well as a praise line. So let's get some prayer in the name of Jesus. Who has a prayer request? Want to get other prayer requests. Anybody? Amen. The line is open to you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All right. No, I'm not going to say it. Who has a prayer request?
God bless you this morning, Dr. Johnson. This is Mother Wilson.
Mother Wilson.
Yes, we have. I think there's a lot of us have prayer requests. We're just not saying, but I know that it's good to speak our requests out to the Lord. And I have a prayer request for my grandchildren and for my children, that God will save them and that God will turn their minds. I have one little granddaughter that has I'm really concerned about. I'm praying for her. When she was about 3 or 4 years old, she said to me one time, "Let God work it out. Let God fix it." And I'm praying. I was talking to her yesterday. I asked her, "Is the Lord yet talking to you? Can you still hear him speaking?" And she said, "Yes, but if you hear the Lord speaking, you're going to heed to his line." So I'm requesting prayer for her and also for my son, Oklahoma, that God will touch his arm. He said yesterday was getting numb, and I know God is a healer, and he's sounding so much better. And I told him, just read his Bible. I give him scriptures. But I'm requesting prayer for him and also the family that where he is. That's the child lost her mother last night, and we're going to be praying for her. And I don't know her last name, but that family, because they lost their mother.
Oh, my God. All right, I'm going to get some prayer for that. I want Mother Woods. Are you on the line, Mother Woods? All right, God bless you. Who will pray for that family right there? Someone, you know, the Lord laid it in your heart to pray for him. I know he did.
Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your kindness. We thank you for your tender mercy. God, we ask you to look on this family, lift the burden as only you can. God, we are able to lift the burden in the name of Jesus. Take them through every step, God. Look on this family, God, and every bereaved family, God. Look on them and give them peace. Take them through. Be with them every step of the way. God, look on this little child that you've been speaking through. God, continue to speak through her. Continue to bless her. Bring, have a pastor to bring up in the admonition of God. Keep her before the Lord in the name of Jesus. Look on Mother Wilson in a special way, how she's so concerned about her family. God bless Mother Wilson. You know her thoughts are far off, God. Bless her and bless her son in the name of Jesus. Give him a mind to pull into you the more, God. Everywhere. In Jesus' name, thank the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Beautiful. My Lord. Anybody else with a prayer request?
Amen. Good morning, Amen. Dr. Johnson. This is Sister Christopher in Memphis, Tennessee.
Yes, ma'am.
I haven't said anything on the line lately, but I've been on the line every morning. And I just wanted to, my mother was talking earlier about her granddaughter that just kind of worried about her. And I just want to call her name and let you know that that is my daughter that my mother was speaking about. And her name is Casey Christopher. And some of the behavior that I see in her is not what I raised her to do, and it's not the example that I set before her, nor is it the things that my parents, Mother Wilson and Elder Wilson, have taught us. And I'm just asking prayer and asking that the devil be bound, because the friends and the people that she's around and the things that I see in the spirit and in the natural is just not of God. And I'm just asking prayer for that.
Let me take that request. Let's come to God. Heavenly Father, Lord, I have an SOS for you. God, emergency like never before. Mm-hmm. If anyone wants to sift Casey as wheat, don't let him do it. Don't let him do it. God, I see the enemy trying to think that he has her, but he's a liar. You said, whatever I bind on this earth shall be bound in heaven. Matthew 16:19. I know your word came out, because not one jot nor tittle of your word will go unfulfilled. I have to pass away. I need you, if you would, please, sir, dispatch some angels for this girl, Casey, in the name of Jesus. Lord, dispatch angels. Let's turn that situation around. I know what you can use the angels to do, because it was angels who kicked the devil out of heaven. And once he sees them on Casey's side, Lord, he's going back up, because he'll remember how he got kicked out of heaven by those angels. Dispatch the angels to that girl. And Lord, now, if you would, and turn that situation around, even while she sleeps, yes. minister to him, Lord, in her mind. Because the enemy, just like he used witchcraft in heaven, he's trying to control her in your mind, Lord. Don't let him do it. Set her free. I bind every demon on the prayer line, speaking to the minds of people. The blood of Jesus is against them. The blood of Jesus gets in there. Every time you open your mouth, the devil will speak. I'm asking God to let the oil of the anointing get in your mouth. Every time you open your mouth to speak to Casey. God, we have not because we ask not. Ain't nobody asking you this prayer. But I'm asking you to let the oil of the anointing get in the demon's mouth where he can have to just shut up in the name of Jesus. God, break the hold on Casey. Let the blood get under the devil's demon's hand. In the name of Jesus, break it, destroy it. In the name of Jesus, and set this girl free. In the spirit realm, someone won't understand this, but in the spirit realm, God, I'm taking the oil of the anointing and putting it on her forehead. That every demon trying to control her mind will have to get out of there. The blood of Jesus is against you. The blood of Jesus, the blood. Yeah, you got a boss devil, and the blood of Jesus comes against you. God said you can't do that, and then you'll be destroyed. You'll dwindle down like dust. The curse is being reversed against you. Get out! Blood of Jesus. I said get out in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, get out! Blood of Jesus. Set the girl free. Oh, God. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Leave it on her, Lord. Oh, the blood of Jesus. God, it must not suffer alone. God, let the blood stay on this girl. Casey, receive the blood of Jesus in your eyes and ears, in your brain, in the medulla oblongata. The blood of Jesus be in there. The blood. Set her free, Lord. The enemy doesn't want her to be used of thee, but the devil's a liar. Get her away from those people who are having detrimental influence on her. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Shut up under your stuff. Get out, devil. Demons. The angels of God are there now. I'm not worried about things. She's going to be all right. I lose this on her, but she's going to be all right. Not even, she's going to be greater than all right. This girl is going to have a turnaround in her life. Thank you. Well, the blood of Jesus is all on her medulla oblongata. Yeah, and the brain cells. Change it around, God, and let her think good things. Let her get tired of what the enemy's been trying to do. Oh, God, in Jesus' name. Let nothing have no effect on her life. The blood of Jesus and all of the anointing there. Turn around in Jesus' name. Mr. Christopher, I want you to speak as every time you get up in the morning. My daughter is set free of any demons that's been trying to control her. Say it.
My daughter is set free of any demons that's trying to control her. Yes, sir.
The blood of Jesus is over her.
The blood of Jesus is over her.
And on her. All of the anointing is in over her mind.
The oil of the anointing is over her mind.
She is great. In the name of Jesus, she's great.
In the name of Jesus, she is great.
She's coming out of this with her hands up shouting, praise the Lord.
She's coming out of this with her hands up praising the Lord.
This girl is an overcomer.
This girl is an overcomer.